So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So, there was a report that came out earlier today from Aviva, who's one of the big insurance agencies. And what they were saying was that property prices are going to drop 12% due to coronavirus and so on. And honestly, I look at this and I go, how the heck do you know that? And, you know, whenever these companies come out with these grandiose ideas about what's going to happen in the marketplace, I have to look at who's the guy that's doing that research. Because if I'm the guy that's doing that research and I've got ultimate faith in doing that research, I would not be working for an insurance company on 35 grand a year, 70 grand a year, 150 grand a year. It doesn't matter what that price is. I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be putting my money where my mouth is. I'd be making money, be making green. That's just not what's happening. These guys, in 2 years' time, will still be working in the insurance industry, telling us what they think is going to happen next. And I know this is unpopular, but it's the same with financial editorial companies like the Financial Times. Why the hell would you listen to someone who writes for Financial Times who's got a job for a living? Like, surely if they were any good at their job, they wouldn't need to have a job, right? Isn't that the whole point? But they're not good enough. And so they have to go and get a job in order to pay the bills because they're not capable of doing it on their own 2 feet off their own back. Now you might say that's really unfair. You might absolutely be right. But I know that when I listen to what I think is going on and I take actions based on what I think is going on, actually that's where we get the best results. We don't get the best results from listening to random strangers with different political viewpoint. You know, is Brexit good? Is Brexit bad? Is Corbyn great? Is Corbyn bad? Is Keir Starmer? Stamer, whatever it's called. Is he good or is he bad? Is Boris evil or is Boris the genius that everyone seems to think he is for some reason? Like, I don't want my future based on what other people think is going on. I want my future based on what I think is going on. And quite honestly, given the 20 years of history, sure, I've made some mistakes, but I would take that and do it all over again. And actually, I'd double down on exactly what we did before. We should have bought a lot more property. But we didn't because we were cautious based on what other people were telling us because we think that they know better. And they don't know better. They haven't got a clue. And if they did have a clue, they wouldn't be working for Aviva or Financial Times or whatever. So I don't know if property prices are going to drop 12%. You don't know if they're going to drop 12%. They might double overnight. They might halve overnight. I have no idea. And honestly, it's got nothing to do with me as long as tenants pay rent. But if you think you've got a crystal ball, then I would think that you're going to be sorely mistaken and you're going to start to make some mistakes. So keep doing what you think you're going to do. Take all the information on board. Pick the direction and the direction that you're going to actually go. Do it to the best of your ability and hope that you're going to get it right. And if you do, awesome. And if you don't, awesome, you've learned. But stay away from experts, and especially when it comes to things like finances. Like, don't ignore medical experts. Obviously, they're medical experts, but no one's got a crystal ball. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. So make your decisions based on gathering all the information from all different areas. Pick out the bits that you think apply to you the most and make your decisions. And your future is going to stand or fall on your ability to read the market and so on. Good luck to you. Let me know how that goes. And we'll speak to you in the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.